jolly song I sing inside my head, inside my head, inside.
You'll have to forgive my voice. I've been feeling a little congested, a little under the weather. But I was thinking about the Christmas season and figured I'd put out an episode around the Christmas season. And it's not easy for me to talk about. I realized that I have slowly neglected the Christmas season. I have let go of a lot of traditions. I used to be really big about Christmas. I'd throw big parties. When I was in a band, we'd have a big Christmas concert. There was a big to-do. I used to do a lot of decorating around the house. That was the only season I had decor for that I would get out and put back away. And I always focused on the Griswold traditions, the typical Americana kind of stuff, making sure I always try to do an amazing present for people, something that would be memorable in their lives. Kind of like what was done for me with my parents, giving me gifts that marked a moment in my history, that I remember. The last, 6-7 years, I have slowly withered away from traditions. And part of that is because I've evaluated things. And I think our culture as a whole has really pushed this on us, that we evaluate certain things and rethink our traditions a little bit. And some of that's not bad, but it all depends on what you're replacing it with. And I feel like I have not replaced it with anything, and I have just kind of stopped doing things. And there's an important aspect to culture and to our identity that is maintained through traditions. If you think about like those traditions as like milestones in your life, memories that you can look back on and create that help you as you process time to think about your life on a grander scale. If you don't have that, you suffer mentally. I mean, you lack the vision, I think, of thinking on bigger scales and thinking about your life and how you spend it and who you spend it with. I think there's something to those traditions that we need to maintain, or even just create new ones. But I mean, you need to have something in your life that you hold more important than your feelings. Because I think what we've done as a society is said, if you're not feeling it, you don't need to do it. We're very kind of have developed a selfish-based consumer mindset of, if it makes you feel good, do it. And if it doesn't make you feel good, that's okay too. I hear a lot of this through churches and friends that have kind of, I don't enjoy it, so I don't do it. And I've noticed a lot that, a lot of churches ministering to the people that don't feel good around Christmas time. It's almost like, we hold sympathy meetings around Christmas time, which is thoughtful and nice. But I think for myself that there's a moment that I need to prioritize tradition over my feelings, because again, these are mile markers in your life that you're going to look back on. They might not all be perfect and they might not all be great. But you keep developing those as time moves forward so that part of your brain focuses on the long term and has a memory of the development of your life. Creating those traditional moments, I think, is important. And I need to get better at it. I didn't do much this year. So this is me saying what I want to be, not what I am, but I want to be better at that. And also creating new ones. I have some ideas for some family traditions I'd like to start. And I just haven't really put in the effort because, again, I'm not always feeling like it. But you know what? is not really about how I feel. It needs to be, there needs to be things in life that are more important than our momentary emotions and, you know, our feeling about things. We got to make things priority if we want it to be real in our lives and long term. Anyways, Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Take care of yourself. Bye.